This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is nearing a record for new daily coronavirus cases, and the impact is being felt across the nation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
From South Dakota, where a Sioux tribe is locking down its reservation, to Florida, where one health official is asking that kids' birthday parties be canceled, the U.S. saw nearly 72,000 new cases as several states in the West and Midwest set records. Joe Biden says President Trump's lying in saying the country's rounding the corner.
The virus is surging in almost every state.
There's a similar spike in Europe.
We are at a critical juncture in this pandemic.
The World Health Organization's chief says nations need to take action now to keep their people safe with tough months ahead.
This is not a drill.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel and Sudan agreed Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States, making Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump, seeking re-election on November 3rd, sealed the agreement in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and Transitional Council head Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, a senior official said. At least 51 civilians have been killed in Nigeria's unrest following days of peaceful protest over police abuses. The president said Friday, blaming hooliganism and for the violence, while asserting that security forces have used extreme restraint. The president's comments are expected to further inflame tensions in Africa's most populous country after Amnesty International reported that soldiers